Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. Discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before we even step a foot on the boat, we put him into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round until we decide a winner. Nick! Criteria, boat.
Whatever the hell we want, yes. Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about?
Absolutely. We're talking about the best thing to happen to American pop culture music since Michael Jackson, sans all the bad stuff about Michael Jackson. Let's just keep it to the music, okay?
Oh, geez. Well,
off the wall.
I was gonna pick Beyonce, but I guess Beehive, go after Cody. He thinks Beyonce is terrible. He thinks that she's awful and is a Taylor Swift fan. I will let you defend yourself.
I will say, for the record, I'm a proud member of the Beehive. I've seen her on the Run tour 2020, whatever it was. It was great. Here's the thing. I think Taylor Swift has done more for pop music than Beyonce. I would say Beyonce is a better musician, but that's not what we're talking about.
Also, I would argue, I think this is what's great about what Beyonce is doing. And I will not speak on more of this, to be clear. This is going to last. Once this sentence is over, we are not talking about this. But I think what her current mission is with reclaiming Black music and saying, like, no, house music actually is Black. Country music is Black. And I cannot wait for her punk rock album.
Oh, that's the thing.
Knowing that the next album is a punk rock album, if this is what Beyonce's ska album is, is what we might be staring
down
the
barrel
of. Dude,
if we get a Beyonce Goldfinger collaboration, I will put on my skate shoes tomorrow and shred the gnar. I will be the first person to drop into a half pipe if Beyonce is doing fucking some Goldfinger shit. If Real Big Fish comes out, it is like...
In the way in which she redefined Jolene, when she redefined Superman... It's going to change the world. Like, it might actually be what world peace is Beyonce doing ska. But folks, we are not here to talk about that.
And we're not ready.
We're not ready. I can see it in Cody's eyes right now. This is all he wants to discuss. We tapped on something that is like, but if Beyonce did do ska music, it would change the world, right? Like, it's undeniable that that's how powerful it would be. But folks, that is not.
Nick, I have so many opinions on this. We have to leave.
We cannot talk about it. We cannot talk about this. But what we are here to talk about is Taylor Swift. And we are here to focus on 16 of what you all and I and us consider to be her best songs. Thank you so much to every motorboater who gave us these songs. And we are here in group C, which means that out of the 16 songs that we are doing, we've already covered 8 of them. Go listen in group A and group B. But here we are in the group C quadrant, where we are going to discuss the 2-seed Champagne Problems going up against the 15-seed Cruel Summer. And then we have the 7-seed 22 going up against the 10-seed Fortnite. Cody, where do you want to start?
I want to start by addressing the things you left out. 1, this is our 40-year anniversary.
Thank you. 2,
this is episode 503.
Two.
This is episode 502. And the third point is, to celebrate this season, Nick and I are heavily under the influence.
Yep. Take that as you will.
Take that as you will, but we are definitely
You could
lost.
Assume. Here's some things you can assume.
If you had a sauce, whatever sauce you're a fan of, we are lost in it.
Well, hold on. I just want to point out some things. You can maybe determine it's not heroin because we're not asleep.
Yep, that's fair.
And meth because we are not going that fast. I'll give you any other drug. I just want to be clear. Cody and I do not do heroin or meth. Those are the two
mescaline anymore.
Once again, that's why I don't bring it up, because it's like, I can't.
We all dabble in mescaline.
Anyway, folks, we got this bracket. Cody, I didn't know why I yelled at the folks. I need to yell at Cody. Cody, Where are we going to start?
Okay, I want full transparency. So Nick made a beautiful playlist. You can all listen to it, and I hope you have. He released it on Friday, so you have 3 days before the season started to listen to it. Really,
yeah, FCP, Taylor Swift on Spotify.
Yes.
And that's where it is.
This bracket is really one that I didn't know a lot about coming into it. These are the songs that I had the least, because these are not her pop hits. This is not Taylor Swift.
I would. Oh, wow. Dog, you are. Hey, we are about to switch back to the old rules.
Because
you cannot say that about Cruel Summer and 22. But keep going.
Make the point. I know. The point I was trying to make is I know Cruel Summer. I know 22. Before today, I didn't know Champagne Problems. And I didn't know Fortnite.
Okay.
But between Champagne Problems and Fortnite, I have opinions on them.
Unfortunately, those two aren't going up against each other. So
where do you want to start? You're the expert here. You're the one that's like leading me. You have my
okay,
hand.
That's fine. Fine. I hear what you're saying, and I'm happy to lead you to the fucking right answers. So we're gonna start at the top. We're gonna start with the number two seed, Champagne Problems, going up against the 15 seed, Cruel Summer. Cody, here's why I had to stop. Here's why I had to shut you down right away. Usually I let you talk. Usually I've never cut you off. I don't think I've ever cut you off in comedy.
No, you've cut me off thousands of times, but yeah, go on.
It's not how I remember it. But the two seed, or sorry, the 15 seed Cruel Summer.
Okay.
Has 2.17 billion listens.
Billion.
So to say, like, that, I don't know what the highest number song is. That is within it. She is scraping the top. It's either her, The Weeknd, or Ed Sheeran. It's one of those two that would have a bigger song than hers. But this is one of the biggest songs of all time. Like, in modern history. So just that's why I had to be like, hey, brother, watch what you say.
Yeah,
you're like,
I'm sorry. I was misspeaking. Okay. Again, we're under the influence, but yes. I'm saying, like, I was familiar with Cruel Summer in 22, but I didn't know Fortnite and Champagne Problems until today.
That's my main point.
And I'm not on the streets. I don't know what's popular. If you were like, hey, Cody, make a popular radio station, it'd be a lot of The Police and Supertramp. And everyone would be like, is this man
just
60
bands
years old?
One,
yeah.
Just two bands for one,
just two bands,
for one radio
just
station.
Two bands.
I will. Okay. So I think, so the fun thing about these two is, so Champagne Problems is on the Evermore album, right? So the second of the two pandemic albums. Right. This is, we are so deep in a singer songwriter era. We are working with the main guy in The National, which I didn't even know. You know, I should have known who The National was after listening to him. I was like, oh, this is actually
The National's like literally right up your wheelhouse, too.
It's like, it's like literally the template for so many. It's like it's the Monty Python of like the music I like, where it's like I can tell that everything I've liked is based off of it, almost because of how much I'm like, well, your shit sounds cliche. It's like, no, it can't be cliche.
They're copying it. Because
they invented it. So, yeah. so once again, so she's in this era, and I'm willing to be wrong. I don't need the hatred. I don't need that. I think Champagne Problems of those two albums is maybe the best that she did. Off of what she's trying to do, I think that it is hands down the storytelling, what she's like describe, like the emotion she evokes of being like, I don't love this person and I left them. And like, and that we've all been there. We've all felt, or most of us have been there and felt that.
Here's the thing though about
Cruel Summer is maybe the best pop, is like, I would say one of the greatest pop songs I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's an amazing pop song. The problem I have with Champagne Problems is I heard it today, I think, for the first time. And that was my problem. Like, oh, this is what Taylor Swift's cooking up? And none of the Swifties ever thought for a second to, like, email me? Or, like, send me a fucking, like, Venmo? Like, for a penny? And I'm like, what's that Venmo? And they're like, listen to fucking Champagne Problems? So, like, here's the problem with Champagne Problems is if you're a Swiftie and you think this is her best shit, then you're a weak Swiftie because you ain't out here. You ain't out here doing
shit. You ain't repping it.
You ain't repping it,
and you should. It's stand by your convictions.
Song.
This is a great song.
Hey, the problem is you fucking didn't. So now we got Cruel Summer, which, even if you did stand by your convictions, might be better. But now I got this pop banger that I like.
Whatever. I don't know what exactly happens between the end of the verse and the beginning of the chorus, but that swoop, whatever that is, I don't know if that, like, how they match what. I know.
Do you think, just musician? Okay, the swoop. It's a swoop. Do you think
that is to me the magic? That is the rainbow, or not the rainbow, yeah, but the sparkle that flies over a Disney image. Like, that is like, it's so perfect that it immediately transports you into an incredible chorus.
Absolutely, I understand, Nick. I think the way that this is a two-part question.
Yeah.
I think the way they get that swoop is that Taylor Swift is singing the note and they have a giant bird come and take her away, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, they grab her.
Like, grab her and pull her away from the microphone. Yeah, that's how you get that. Like that, yeah. You know? Second part of the question is, how would you, Nick Carey, save Taylor Swift from a giant bird? How are you going to get out on the street and save Taylor Swift? We need you. We're calling on you. I'm not saying we. I'm saying fucking Biden calls you. He's like, Nick Carey, you're the only one that can save her from this bird.
Cody, here's the beauty. And I don't want to negate your question. I don't want to immediately just poo-poo on your question. I think what you're asking is very important. But you've forgotten a very key detail about your boy.
He hates birds.
No, I do hate birds. But birds love me.
They do.
If all you would have to do, if there was a fear, right? If Biden gets the alert that, hey, the giant birds of Eldoroth? Eldenheim?
It's Eldoroth. No, you nailed it in the first one. Eldoroth. Oh, yeah, the giant birds of Eldoroth.
Are you fucking serious?
No, you nailed it. You fucking nailed it.
Everyone who's listening right now, as you hear this, you do have to Venmo me 10 bucks. That was crazy. We are easily six beers deep.
Hey,
we
Nick,
are.
Yeah, absolutely. We're easily six beers deep. Hey, Nick, could you please take your headset out, like your headphones out for like 3 seconds.
Okay.
Just 3 seconds. Go. I want to watch you do it. Okay. I don't know what the birds of Eldoroth are, and I don't know what he's talking about, but we have to support him. So we just go with it. Okay. He's about to plug him back in. Just support him. He needs it.
Are you good, or do you need me to?
Yeah, we're good. You nailed it.
Oh, okay.
It,
thank
dude.
You.
You're
thank
so
you. Oh,
good.
Perfect timing. Okay. So the birds of Eldoroth, you know, in Lord of the Rings, they grab them, right?
Absolutely.
If in a situation Biden's like, hey, we know that the birds of Eldoroth are coming.
Yeah. And he would, because he's the president.
Well, and he would, of course he would know. He knows so much stuff. You got behind closed doors, this guy is maybe the most knowledgeable president that we've ever had.
He's like awake for like 60% of his meetings, and it's
behind closed doors.
Compared to the last president, that's really good. Right.
So anyway, Biden calls me. He's got obviously he has my number. He has the NSA.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
He's like, hey, brother, we know that DNA by your blood type, that birds are attracted to you and will hunt you down in any given space.
And they will.
Will you protect Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
And with that, I would say, let me ask my wife, because I do need to check in with her, because like, I don't know, like, I don't want to die for Taylor Swift, because my wife really enjoys Taylor Swift. So I feel like if I died for Taylor Swift, it kind of ruins it. And Taylor Swift feels ubiquitous for the next 50 years.
What do you think? You think there's like a conspiracy of pelicans to carry away Taylor Swift? Like, what's your fear?
I'm telling you, Biden told me to be there. I don't know what's going to happen, Cody. I don't know.
I'm telling you what Biden told me. Here's the problem. Okay. Champagne Problems bangs ass, but Cruel Summer is a absolutely pop classic. We have
like,
to go Cruel Summer.
It's funny because like, this is someone who has not listened to this type of like, I am not deep in the paint on this type of music, but I'm going to make you agree with me, or you have to violently disagree with me. Is this the best indie folk pop song, Champagne Problems?
The best indie folk pop song? No, I'm sure the Shins have something to say about this.
The Shins are way more punk. Anyway, all right, maybe.
Okay, but are they more pop than Taylor Swift?
All right. You're right. This is not worth getting into. We also not the people. I just want to argue with it. I just think it's like that's how good this song reaches level.
It's excellent. It's a great
conversation.
No.
And yet Cruel Summer is such an easy pick. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna do Cruel Summer. All right, next up. we have the 7 seed 22 going up against the 10 seed Fortnite. Cody, Fortnite is the most recent song. This is the current hit off the Tortured Poets Department. 22 being off of 1989, her like seminal best album considered by Apple. So what did you, because I would say, whereas like in the last one, even though they're both strong contenders, Cruel Summer is such a clear pop hit. 22 can be grating. So where do you stand on this convert? Like Fortnite feels very fun, very light, airy. You're Lana Del Rey. 22 is like, I'm shooting my pop cannons.
Here's the thing. Again, this is the bracket I'm least familiar with, but I did hear Fortnite for the first time today. That's Taylor Swift and Post Malone, right? That's the one?
That's one.
Yes, I really like that song. I enjoyed it. Actually, it was the second time because my wife did send me I gotta give a shout out to my wife. She does this beautiful thing that I really love. She knows that I like to keep up with like pop music.
Yeah.
But she also knows the pop artists I'm not a huge fan of. And Taylor Swift's one of them, right? Like, I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan. When Beyonce's album came out, I was the first one in line to listen to it, right?
Right, yep.
Taylor Swift's album comes out. My wife always does this beautiful thing where she'll listen to a Taylor Swift album and she'll send me a playlist of just the songs I need to listen to.
Dog, this is
so good, so dude. Your wife, I love her so your much. Wife Kathy's does. She's the best person on earth. She's the absolute best person on earth.
Yes, she is. This is... So your wife does what Target did in the early 2000s, where they would take an album and then give you the 7 best songs.
Exactly.
Of the 12 song out. Like they would, they're like, hey, I know you don't want to listen to the whole Hoobastank album. No one does.
No one
but
does.
Here are the 7 songs. If you're going to know this album, you should know these 7.
Hey,
songs.
And we pay it back and forth because she knows I'm gonna do Beyonce. She knows if there's a hip hop guy, I'm gonna do it. She knows if there's like some weird rock person. Like if Duran releases a new album, which they just did like a year ago, it's so fucking good. I'm gonna listen to it and send her the clips.
Sure, okay. Like, oh, Taylor Swift. Okay.
It goes both ways. But like for Taylor Swift, it's like, yeah, I'm gonna let my wife curate that. And Fortnite was number one on it. And by the way, it does bang. Fortnite bang.
Good. It's good. I know you haven't listened to the whole Tortured Poets Department. And this is, I mean, of, I think, her releases, it's one of the more divisive, I think, amongst the fan base, right? I think the biggest thing, knock on it, you could say, is that it's not full of bangers. It's clearly very personal. It's very autobiographical. She is tearing down dudes left and right in a way that she wasn't before. Like, when everyone's like, who could this song be about? I love this album because she's like, this song is about Matt Healy. Like without express, it would be like, it's the song, you're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you. But then she then says Warren Beatty. She's like, Warren Beatty, this song is about you. I just to be clear, I know you probably figured that out. And that's why I called you vain. It's about you. And like,
it's
in this,
about
in
you, motherfucker.
This whole album is those type of songs where like, she doesn't exactly say it, but it could not be more clear. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate like, hey, we're getting older. I don't have time for clues. I need answers.
Yeah.
I think what's hard for me is that my opinion of the whole album affects how I feel about Fortnite. 22 to me is just like, is like cocaine.
Okay.
It brings you up quickly. And then there's nothing there.
Here's the problem.
There's like nothing to hold on
to. Here's what I have. This is what I have about 22, right? She's like, oh, I can be a pop princess. I can do the pop music, right?
Yep.
And this is, I don't know if it's her first foray, but it's like her first real, like, I'm pop now. I'm not country anymore.
Is it 19? Yeah, no, you're right. 19, because
album
Red is the
transitional album. Here's the problem. It's not very good. 22 is not very good.
Wait,
the song 22 is not very good.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought you said the album Red is not very good, and I was like, I'll fucking kill you.
No, the album Red's great.
No, but 19, but you're right.
That's a transition, and we see it. Fortnite, she knows who she is. She got who she is. Sure. The only problem I have with Fortnite is that I think, I don't know how I'm going to feel about saying this sentence. I don't think Post Malone is featured enough. That's the only problem I have with it.
You're
right. I need
a
little more Post Malone, man.
I would say this is like, well, okay, this isn't, she's one song, and we're about to talk about it in the next bracket, where I do feel like she's willing to step aside for the artist. I would say this is a problem I have with most of her features. because, or not features, when she lets someone feature on her album, because like she has a song on the previous album, Midnight, with Lana Del Rey, that is like, everyone's like, where is Lana? She's here? Like, she's, if Lana's in the room, could she speak up? Like, no one.
Like, blink twice if you're in trouble.
If you're here, Lana, like, yeah, please. So like, I agree. I think sometimes she does it in a way that it's like, actually, Post is kind of doing some cool shit. Let him cook, dog.
Let the boy cook. First of all, like, I'm not a huge Post Malone fan of his single stuff, and that's just because I don't know it.
Right.
Every time I hear Post Malone on a track, I'm like, oh, that's fine. Like, let him cook, dog. Let him cook.
He's never disappointed as a feature. Where are you? Where are you?
Fortnite. It's Fortnite, 100%.
Fortnite? Okay. I'll go with you. I'm going to go against you because I know it 22. Doesn't matter. I'm going to be honest. I know it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I feel stronger about 22 because I do feel like it is more, it's a great anthematic song, right? It's a great, like,
it's a great anti-Semitic song. Hates the Jews.
I'm not even going because I have too much liquor in my body.
I'm not even going there because he's so drunk and he has opinions on Jews.
God damn it. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. I'm trying to back away right now.
No, Nick loves our, Nick all loves of our fans.
Everyone.
Jewish, the community.
Just all the people.
It's just literally anti-killing each other. That's where we're
yeah,
at.
That's it. It's pretty much that. I would just say, generally that. Speaking, I would like most people to live.
Yeah.
The vast majority of people, I would prefer if they stayed alive.
Nailed it.
So, anyway. We will go to the American Voting Coin of 2004 as brought to you by random.org. Low seed gets a pick. That's going to be Cody with Fortnite. We got George Bush facing up, John Kerry on the bottom. Cody, who are you going with?
I got to go with John Kerry because I don't think George Bush knows what a Fortnite is.
He would not know. And
no, he'd be like, oh, we're gonna get together and build a fort tonight. And I'd be like, no, dog. Like, he's like, I got all the pillow cushions up. And I'm like,
also,
the pillow cushions?
I do feel like we don't give enough shit to the word Fortnite for being a measurement of time. Like, we give the word yard. We give yard
no,
a lot.
For,
like,
yeah, no, Fortnite's absolutely out of control.
Fortnite's
still
a wild measurement of time. Like, I get it. It's the, that was the tradition. Like, that's how long the distance was between two forts. That's not a measurement of time. Please stop using it. Anyway.
Hey, man, it's too late. We got it.
Also, I'm not done. Actually, I'm back on my shit. Because here's the problem. I don't mind that Taylor Swift used it. This isn't a rant against Taylor Swift. This is a rant against, like, fucking pretentious hipsters who, like, would also say, like, oh, yeah, I saw her about a Fortnite.
No,
if you say the word
unacceptable.
If you say the word Fortnite as, like, you act like it's a normal turn of phrase, go fuck yourself.
You're not better than me.
You're not. That's a very dumb way to say something. And once again, I'll just tell you, go fuck yourself. So here we.
Yeah.
So you're going John Kerry.
Yes, because I think he knows what it means.
He would know. He's
yeah,
a smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
He would get it. Yeah.
All right. We'll flip. John Kerry.
Oh, got it, baby.
Damn. All W's for Cody. Cody, you are the Taylor Swift whisperer. You know what the actual best songs are. I thought, hey, I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. I'm willing to say that, and I feel like I've missed a few.
You have. You missed most of them.
But
by the way.
You know we're not gonna miss Moving Cruel Summer on.
Oh no, it's absolutely Cruel Summer.
It's fucking Cruel Summer. This song.
Yeah, no, this is fucking out of like why Fortnite? I really wish Post Malone was more on the track though. You barely noticed the guy.
I don't think you could have the right amount of Post Malone. It's not gonna change the fact that Cruel Summer is damn near perfect.
It's damn near perfect, yeah.
Like, you can't, like, this is, and it's crazy that we almost didn't, like, the thing is, Cody, I don't know if you know this, so I just want to give you this.
I don't know anything. I'm
okay, cool. So I want to give you this, just so you understand why this song is actually so important.
Cool, you do your thing. I'm going to pour this shot so everyone can hear it.
Perfect.
Okay, cool.
All right, so, Cody. Yeah. So, she releases the album Lover in 2019, right? This is her first album after everything, like, she's now left the Big Machine label group. At this point, we now know that Scooter Braun has bought her records. Scooter Braun.
Okay, that's a fun
name. That's the guy. Hey, man, we don't have enough time to talk about the fact that the guy who attempted to ruin her life and then actually made her bigger than she ever would have been was named Scooter. Yeah, we don't have time for that. So we just have to move on. So Sony is like, hey, we'd love to have it, or Universal. I don't fucking care. They're like, hey, you will have the rights to all your music. That's all yours. And her first album she releases is Love in 2019.
Yeah.
And she releases the songs The Man. Everyone loves that one. She has the one with the guy from Panic at the Disco. She's got a very fun queer anthem on it.
Get to your point. What are we doing? What are we here?
Okay, anyway, generally beloved. She announces that she's going to do a festival. Like, instead of doing big tours, she's going to do three festivals in LA, New York, and London. And then the pandemic happened. And the song that she was going to give us, because this album doesn't come out in the summer. It comes out more towards the fall. The song she was going to give us for the summer of 2020 was going to be Cruel Summer. And it obviously doesn't happen.
We didn't deserve it.
The
pandemic took it from us.
The pandemic knew that we didn't deserve it. Everything happens with the pandemic. Then she releases Folklore, Evermore, which are wildly different albums, right? And then the people were like, hey, Taylor, we love that you're doing this big tour. Way to go. But there's not... none of your songs off of those albums really give us that vibe, but you did make one song, Taylor. You made one. Could you put it out one more time? And she does.
Yeah.
And it has 2.17 billion. 4 years late. 3 years late.
Billion. It's amazing. I love Cruel Summer. I love...
almost didn't. Your life doesn't have it, Cody. You almost don't get it. I mean, it exists on the album.
Yeah, I get it.
You would have been, Cody, could I dare say?
If you want, you can dare say whatever you want. But hey, for the record, if you dare say something dumb, I will call you stupid.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I would say many people would consider Cruel Summer to be the Haunted of the Lover album.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Nick,
that song rips. I'm just saying, she has an album where two songs rip ass. And they never got released.
Cruel Summer is a great pop classic hit. And also it displays one thing I love about Taylor Swift. She does is the way she layers her vocals in choruses.
Yes.
Is so amazing. Like, Cruel Summer bangs, dude.
It bangs. It rips so hard. We're going to move Cruel Summer on into that final four. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars when you can.
Absolutely. Give us those 5 stars. Follow us on social media. If you can literally follow us on any social media and send us a message, and Nick has to answer. He has to answer legally. Otherwise, he goes to jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I'll go. I don't know. I could honestly, Cody, I could use the workout. Like, just dedicated focus.
Oh my God. Okay, here's the deal. I will say it because I'm drunk now. My brother's in jail. It doesn't matter. But like, last time I saw him, he's been in jail for a while. Last time I saw him, dude is fucking chiseled.
Jacked.
Oh my God.
He was already chiseled.
He was already jacked. That was the problem.
That's part of why. Man, this is one of those times where it's like, you want to believe that, like, hey, men and women aren't that different, but man, the male urge to go to jail for 1 year, like, that is real. That is real. Like, all men are like, I think I'd love to go to jail for.
Like 1 year in jail if you didn't get stabbed and die.
Right? Yeah, you're like, I'm not max security or anything. Like, I just want to go to like a normal jail. I just want to do like normal shit, and I just want to like, because every man is like, I would fucking work out and I would read books. Hey, you know, and that's why maybe this is, once again, this is me romanticizing a very real thing that I'm like, you know nothing about that.
You do not know this world.
You're existing in a fairy tale where you're like, everyone's going to love me.
Everyone's going to love me. I can work out and watch TV. There's no TV. Well, yep. There's no friends.
Yeah, there's no friends. There's no TV. And the books they have suck. So you're like, okay.
I did get to work out though.
But it's like one of those things where like
I lost a lot of weight. Why? Because they didn't feed me enough.
Right. Yeah. Oh, why can't I get big? Oh, because there's not nearly enough food. It's awful. I barely eat every day.
This is hell.
Folks, That is the Group C champion, Cruel Summer. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. I'm Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.